This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is your brother Wael Ibrahim and I'm here to teach you how to train your brain. Specifically when it comes to screen time. How can we avoid being addictive to our screens? I bet you relate. Screens are everywhere, but they shouldn't at all dictate our lives. They shouldn't get in control of our behavior. If your wife has already complained so many times about your screen time and coming from work, sitting on the couch, browsing your internet, then you've got a problem. If your wife is cooking your favorite biryani or whatever dishes that you like while she's browsing her internet and watching videos here and there, then she's got a problem as well. If your children are crying and screaming because you have taken away the devices from their hands, then they too have got a problem. So here are a few tips for you, inshallah ta'ala, to maintain a healthy balance when it comes to using technology and internet devices. Number one, tune in and tune out. We are encouraged in Islam to be mindful of our time, our actions, and basically everything. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. So plan your screen time deliberately, intentionally, without letting it hijack your day and productivity. Establish free screen zones in your home. This is a very important tip for parents out there, especially during salah time, prayers, family gatherings, dining, and so on. Be present at these moments. When you pray, focus. When you're with family members, pay attention to them. And don't ever allow yourself to be pulled into the digital world that easily. Number two, choose wisely what you consume. Just like how many of us are selective when it comes to what we eat and what we drink and our preferences when it comes to food and drink, be selective too and be conscious of what you consume online. Follow accounts and pages that are aligned with your faith and values, with Islam. Nicki Minaj fans, can you hear me? So use your social media accounts, technology and internet to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use them as tools to spread goodness and positivity among the people. But be careful, those same tools can lead to your destruction. Number three, scan your scrolling. Go through your social media accounts. Scroll down all you want. Get acquainted with what's happening around the world, but be careful. You must protect your eyes, your hearts, and your minds from harmful content that are also available on these same platforms. Be mindful of entertainment platforms on social media and on other platforms on the internet. Be mindful of negative or excessive negative news that you get access to. Balance between being informed and preserving your mental health and peace of mind. Number four, turn off notifications. Constant notifications will pull you away from that which is necessary, from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from dhikr, from Quran, from whatever else you dream of achieving, to something which is completely unnecessary, completely useless sometimes. So turn off all non-essential notifications and designate specific times to check your messages, your emails, and other social media accounts that you have. In this case, you will allow your brain to maintain focus and execute essential activities without any interruptions. Number five, and the last on the list in this video, is find joy elsewhere, away from the internet world. Engage yourself in actual activities in the masjids, in Islamic centers, outside your homes. Build relationship with real people, friends, actual human beings, not only hiding behind keyboards and behind screens on the internet. Seek happiness and fulfillment through real world activities, like spending time with your family members, with your friends, volunteering in Islamic centers, and other activities like voluntary salah, reading Quran, memorizing a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and sharing what you've learned with others. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Islam, maintaining a healthy balance with technology is so essential essential for our well-being, whether it is spiritually, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, whatever the case may be, it is absolutely essential. And this is how anyone can take care of their brain. Because if you don't look after them, if you do not control them, they will control you. And this is, by definition, is called addiction. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.